Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Last week, Max spoke to us about the first two parts of our vision statement, which look towards a wider community. And he explored how we can fulfil these in an environment of social distancing and all the challenges the pandemic has brought to our lives. This week, we are moving on to look at part three and part four of that vision statement, which look inwards towards those who worship God and are disciples of Jesus in our church family. So three is to enable all ages to grow in discipleship and faith in small groups, whilst giving and receiving love, support and practical help. And four is to be a place where all ages gather together in worship, to worship God in a range of expressions. In other words, last week Max spoke about our part in the community, and today we're moving on to look at how we grow in discipleship and how we come together in worship. And as we do this, I want to look at that reading we've just had from Acts. So if you've got a Bible in front of you, you might want to turn to Acts chapter 2. At the start of Acts 2, we've got the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost. And Peter addressed the crowd, and it says that 3,000 were added to their number that day. We then pick up the reading we had today, starting at verse 42. The fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Here in the second chapter of Acts, we see a community of believers. At the beginning of the book of Acts, it's about 120 people, and now it's grown to over 3,000. And this newly formed community chose to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Now, they didn't do these things half-heartedly. They devoted themselves to them. Why? And who were these people? Well, verse 44 says that all the believers were together and had everything in common. They were so devoted to one another, they were willing to share everything in order that nobody lacked anything. And the crowd, those 3,000 people, probably came from all over the known world. And many of them would have travelled to Jerusalem for the Passover. Then when they were there in Jerusalem, they heard Peter teaching and they followed. And they spent much time together in the temple. Maybe because they'd travelled from afar and they didn't have anything else to do at the time. And this new community grew rapidly and they made sure that everybody had everything they needed. Because again, if some of them had travelled from afar, they wouldn't have everything with them. But they made sure that they sold possessions so that people in need had what they needed. And it says new converts were added to their number every day. What an amazing time this must have been. 120 believers at the beginning of Acts, over 3,000 here in Acts chapter 2, and in Acts chapter 4 it tells us there were nearly 5,000. I wonder how different our lives would be if we devoted ourselves to the same four things as the early church, to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And if we did these things not when we wanted to or not when we remembered or not just on a Sunday, but if we truly devoted ourselves to them every day, if we put these things before everything else in our lives. And you might think that's hard to do. We're in the middle of a pandemic. But actually, is that just a handy excuse for us? Because, do you know, in the midst of the pandemic and the changes we've had to our lives, It has been lovely to see communities coming together, to see people supporting one another, people giving and receiving practical help and support. This is our vision of Bedhampton coming into reality, and I pray that we see more of that. Then, if we turn to our reading from Colossians 3. This reading reminds us that we don't have to do any of this in our own strength. In Colossians 3 verse 9, just before the reading we had today, it says, "You've taken off your old self and its practices. Since we've taken off the old self, we've put aside our sinful desires. Now we're told to clothe ourselves in new clothes, the clothes that characterise them as Christians. And the virtues you're told to put on are compassion, feeling love in our innermost being, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. These are the virtues that restore human relationships. But they can only be shown if we forgive one another." And there's a real link in this passage between forgiveness and love and peace. And we do need to forgive one another when people do things to us that we don't like and they say sorry. We need to forgive them. And when we do things towards other people and we say things, we need to ask for forgiveness. The person who's hurt needs to hear the apology. They need to accept it and truly forgive. We need to take off our sinful clothes and put on the new garments of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then verse 17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Whatever we do, we need to do in a spirit of thankfulness. In fact, the Christian life should be characterised by gratefulness and thanksgiving expressed through what is done and what is said. And I've spoken to you several times since March about being thankful. And something I've learnt this year is that the more you practice being thankful, the easier and the more natural it becomes. And so today I'm thankful for our church. I'm thankful that it offers us the chance to come together to worship. I'm thankful that it's a place where we can worship God in a range of expressions, as our vision says. I'm thankful that we don't have a one-size-fits-all model here in Bedhampton. I'm thankful that our buildings are open again for those who want to come and join and worship in the building. But I'm also thankful that we're still producing online services for those who are unable to get to the buildings at the current time. I'm thankful for Max as our rector. I'm thankful for the church wardens. Do you know, the list for me could go on. I just want you to take a moment to pause and to think, what are the things that you are thankful about at the moment? And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And as we close, I'd like to leave you with the same challenge that Max left us with last week. What is God calling you to do? What is your part in this vision? This week, I ask that you take time to pray and to see where God's Spirit nudges you.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.